Hi, this is Steve Barashiling Hour. Please forgive my voice. I was putting up my pyramid last week, and I'm detoxifying from the pyramid. And Fred and I were discussing that last night on the radio, so please forgive my voice. But all is well. I'm just detoxifying from the beautiful pyramid that I received from Paradigm, Dr. Fred Bell. And so we're going to let that happen and just allow it to flow. This evening, what I'd like to do before I begin the program, I want to give thanks to a couple people if I can. I've been really busy this week, and there was a lot of clients of mine that were really helping me, and it was really nice, and I just want to thank them so much for allowing me to come into their hearts and to be able to help them as much as they've helped me. And so it's really wonderful having that great feeling. I received a Lazy Susan yesterday from a wonderful client of mine, and I just wanted to thank her so much for the Lazy Susan. I asked her that I've been going to her garage sales and trying to find a Lazy Susan, and I haven't been able to find one. And lo and behold, she said, I think I have one. And not only did she give me one, but it's the prettiest Lazy Susan I've ever seen in my life. So I wanted to thank you so much for that. Other people that I'd like to talk about this evening that we did some long-distance healings on, I think it's really good that people are calling me and leaving me emails so I know that things are really working. And I'd like to share something with you just for a moment. This is from Anna. Anna had a very bad eye. She was, I'll read it for you. A great big thanks and huge hug to go out with your help to me on Monday with your spiritual first aid. You are one of God's great angels. It's really scary time for me. That was the day when my eye was the worst, and I am just so glad that I was able to find peace. A paper with your number on it with the other unaffected eye. My whole right eye was just inflamed and reddened at the doctor, and the doctor said there was inflammation on the inside as well. I couldn't even see the first big E on the wall chart. After you worked on me, I could feel the pressure had lessened and the headache on the right side went away. The next morning, I could see a definite improvement and felt so relieved. It continued to improve. Wednesday, the swelling deflated, and today my right eye just appeared bloodshot. The raw ground sirloin meat look is no longer there. I keep thinking about what you were saying about me trying always to control things, and I guess I just don't know what I am doing or how not to be doing it. Letting go is definitely something I need to work on. I will go to the beach tomorrow morning and find space. Please get back to me. And she wanted me to send her more healing, which I did. The reason I'm reading that letter is actually to tell you, you need to let go. Don't look through your eyes, look through heaven's eyes. And what I'm discussing about and talking about is that you need to love yourself. You need to let go of everything, and you need to sit and just allow yourself, either through meditation or just sit and allow yourself to look into your heart. Allow everything to dissipate, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and just feel what you feel in your heart. And the most beautiful thing that you will feel in your heart is love, compassion, devotion, surrender, and the meaning of what God is all about, which is total love. Once you do that, you'll have a feeling of what it feels like to look through heaven's eyes. And what we do is so important, because if you do that, you'll allow yourself just to be. and to use the energy flowingly and freely to allow yourself to grow, to allow yourself to be, to allow that kind of energy to flow through you. So it's very important that we let go ourselves and to follow God's Anna. It's really important to get in touch with that splendor, to get in touch with the wonderfulness of who He is. We can never understand God, but we can certainly live like Him, with a lot of love on this planet. And it's very important for us to realize that we have the gift to be able to live in His likeness. Not that we could follow Him, but what we need to do is follow His likeness on this earth, to give ourselves love and compassion, honor, sanctity, and to help our neighbors as much as we can help ourselves. So it's very important that we get in touch with that kind of love and to be able to help ourselves at all times and our neighbors at all times. What I want to do is to give out some phone numbers here. I'm more than happy and willing to heal people. So please give me a call, 1-888-815-9756. That is worldwide. It takes over the number 877-876-5227. So that would be the number to call worldwide. If you can dial 1-888-815-9756, what that will do is get right into all the lines that will connect with the lines at WBBS Radio, and that should help us a lot in terms of accepting phone calls, and that will really work for you. But getting back to where we were, it's very important to realize the power that we have just by letting go and listening to our hearts. Listening to the Word of God within us is very, very powerful. There's so much on the earth to see. The dynamacy, and I'll try to explain this as best I can, the dynamacy and the dimensional levels on the planet here are so much that once you start seeing it, it's very humbling, extremely humbling. I know that I've gone into the forest. I've seen the forest spirits. I've seen the forest people. I've seen just pure white light. I've seen angels in front of me and disappear. I was with a good friend of mine in the Sacred Gardens, and we actually saw angels disappear right in front of us. So there's so much to see at different levels. If you can open up your heart, if you can just live a life that you're supposed to, you know, we've forgotten a lot about what is said in the Bible and a lot which is said in the Ten Commandments. And to free ourselves, to allow ourselves to be, to give ourselves the power that's on this planet that we can see so much more. So the availability of that is really there. It's just there, and it's so wonderful to feel that kind of energy and to see that kind of light. It's very powerful. So the more we give in, the more we see, to give up control, you gain control. I'll say that again. When you give up control, you gain control. Once that happens, is that you gain a spiritual control that is unparalleled with anything that you'll be able to feel. Because once you let that go and you bring that love into your heart, everything let go. Everything is going to go. And what you do is just feel the love of God in you, around you, in front of you. It's just absolutely wonderful. And then you'll be able to do whatever you want to do, as long as it's life-affirming, as long as you're living in God's will. And it's just absolutely beautiful. So the idea of knowing in directions of what you want to do and where you want to go is extremely powerful. Please don't forget that we have the power to change this planet. We have the power to change everything about us. All we need to do is connect. Now, with Dr. Fred, we were having a lot of fun last night. I had bought a brand new pyramid that he's coming out with and that he has out, and it's extremely powerful. And what I did, I set it up. I've been using it for 2 weeks. As you can hear, I've lost my voice, or part of my voice, from detoxification. And what I'm trying to do is even to get closer to God by clearing my body even more. And as I'm doing that, my energy seems to be a lot more focused, and I feel like I'm fairly focused. So it's amazing how much better I feel knowing that I'm even clearing more. So the availability of energy, either from heaven or from people on this planet. Yes, thank you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How can I help you?
I would like for you to tell me any way that I could be a better human being.
Oh, my.
I'm loving my life, but I know I can do more.
You sound like a very lovely human being already.
Well, thank you very much.
What we need to do is that we're going to open up your heart more.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so you should be able to feel that energy going through your heart now.
I do, thank you.
Good, honey. Just focus with me. That's it. Allow yourself to feel that energy. You should be becoming more focused. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Good, honey. Good. Just allow that energy to come down. You've been out of your body a little bit. Just allow. Good. That energy is going right down to your gut. Can you feel that?
I can.
Good, honey. What is your name?
Maureen.
Maureen? I'm Steve, honey.
It's
such a pleasure talking to you, Maureen. Allow yourself to go, honey. Allow everything to go around you. That's it. You should feel yourself really opening up now. I'm looking at the multidimensional levels opening up around you. Your peripheral vision should be a lot more. Can you feel that?
I had my eyes closed, Steve, but I will open them.
Please do. You should be able to see more peripherally, which means that if you put your hand to the side of your head, you'll be able to see it further back than you have before.
Interesting.
Yes.
I wasn't even aware that I wasn't using my peripheral vision.
Hmm. Yes. What we need to do, when you open up to this kind of energy, you'll find out that things will be open up a lot more than you can even imagine. I remember I was working in my office the other day, and I just saw things that I've never seen before. Just because I had my eyes open more. The more we let go, the more we can see. So you'll find things that are really interesting, even more interesting. Do you have any, wow, can you feel that energy going through your feet now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. How does that energy feel coming in through your head?
I wasn't so much aware of it at that moment. I was really focusing on my feet feeling energetic.
Yes. Okay, what's happening is that you're opening up even more to Mother Earth. Are you capable of seeing energy?
Yes, I am.
Good. I want you to look down at the floor. I want you to unfocus, and I want you to take a look at the beautiful ball of light all the way down at the center of the earth. Can you see that?
Not yet. I have a pattern on my floor, and it's distracting. I'm sorry.
Okay, look through the pattern, honey. Allow yourself to go through the pattern. You should be able to see shards of crystal all the way down to the center of the earth.
I'm seeing
and a ball of light. Can you see that?
I don't have the light yet.
Okay. It's there. Believe me when I tell you it's there. You have, if you look at your feet, if that's distracting you, honey, raise your feet up and take a look at your feet. You'll see two chakras on the bottom of your feet that have opened up completely. It's right after your big toe, and it's right in the center of your foot, halfway up your foot. It's about an inch or two in diameter. I'm looking at it right now. Can you see that energy?
I can. I'm
good.
Only looking at my left foot, though.
That's fine.
Hip replacement surgery on the right, and it's
okay.
Difficult.
Okay. I'm glad that I know that now. You should be able to feel that energy going through both hips right now. Wow. Can you feel that?
I think I can. I'm feeling a lot.
I know you're feeling a lot.
I'm feeling a lot.
Good. Right in front of you, within about a foot and a half, there is a cylindrical of white light coming down from heaven. What I would like you to do is stand up, and I'll tell you when to stop. You should be able to feel that white light. If you just want to walk right into it, you should be able to feel that. Just keep walking forward. That's it right there. Can you feel that light?
I can, thank you.
Good, honey. Just stand there and take that light in. It's directly from heaven. That's opening up to the center of the earth. So what we're doing is that we're taking the energy from heaven, which is going through you, which is going down through the chakras of your feet, all the way down to the center of Mother Earth, and bringing that energy back up to Mother Earth, bringing it right up to where you are. What you're doing is putting more love on the planet now, from Mother Earth and from heaven, and it's going through you. You should be able to feel almost like you're in nirvana. How does that feel to you?
That feels very nice, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Your eyes are opening up more. You should be able to feel that, releasing your eyes. That's it. What you're doing, you're opening up to more energy, multidimensional levels of energy. Can you feel your eyes getting less tired?
Just a little bit.
Good, honey, because what's happening now is that what I would like you to do is breathe through your eyes. A very simple technique. Breathe through your mouth. You should be able to feel that cold energy, the cold air going through your eyes into your spine. Can you feel that?
I don't feel it at my spine yet, but I am more aware of it in the eye.
Yes, what's happening is that it's going down your spine. It's going into your lungs. The most important thing to do is to open up the spine. That's the pathways, and all the light is opening up everything in your body right now. You should be able to feel that in your back, and you should be able to feel things opening up majorly. How does that feel to you?
That feels lovely. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. We're just opening you up more. How does it feel to feel a lot more love in you?
Even hearing you say that is hard because it's not something that I've experienced a lot in life, so it feels new, it feels foreign. And
yes.
It's certainly something that I would like to feel on a more consistent basis.
And that's why that light is being given to you, honey. You have the ability to be able to feel that energy. God is with you very strong, and your angels are with you. You should feel very directed right now. Does that feel good to you?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. What I would like you to do is just let everything go and come with me to your heart. That's it. You should have a connection now between your brain and your heart. You should be open to both points simultaneously at the same time, which means that you should be able to feel a lot more humility, a lot more compassion, and a lot of love. Can you feel the two connections that have made one point for you?
Absolutely. I try to feel that every day.
Good. Good. Stay with it. That will not leave you. You've wanted a very strong connection to God, and you've wanted a very strong connection to yourself. And now you have it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
I wish you many blessings back.
Well, thank you. May I make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
You need to drink a lot more water.
I've been drinking a lot of water since I had my surgery. Yes, thank you.
Okay.
A lot of water.
Good. Good. You need to drink even more.
Okay.
Now your cellular levels are changing. The atomic structure in your body is changing and the DNA is changing. Everything is changing so far, so everything will be better for you. You should actually feel, as I'm saying that, and I'm watching things happening here, you should feel much more alive.
I do.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That feels really great. That feels well. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for me now, too. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Well, listen, you have a good evening.
You too. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you very, very much.
Oh, please. Anytime you need to call, don't hesitate.
I won't. Thank you again, Steve.
Okay.
Blessings.
Give the love that you received with love, okay?
I absolutely will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. I wanted to say hello to Marjorie. Marjorie is a wonderful human being. She made a cream called Hydramay. And Hydramay is the best cream I have ever used in my life. I was having some trouble with my feet. You know how they get dry on the bottom and the bottom of the feet in the back towards the towards the back of the feet. And I put that on for a few days. I don't have that problem anymore. Any soreness that I have on my hands, I've been using that product, and it's really, really wonderful. We're coming up also. There's three of us that are working together along with Marjorie, and we're going to be putting some shirts together that will be quite interesting to see and to work with. They seem to be very, very energized, and Marjorie's working very hard to put that together for us. So I just wanted to thank her so much, and I'll be seeing her at the end of this month, and we should have a lot of fun. She'll be here, and we're going to be working on her and her wonderful friend, and I really like seeing them. They're going to be here for a day or so in Rochester. And we'll do a lot of good energy work together. Again, let's give out that phone number for you. It's 1-888-815-9756. And that is a worldwide direct number, and that'll get you into BBS Radio and be able to talk to me, and we'll be able to help each other and to be as good as we possibly can. The most important thing to do right now is to stay very focused, and it's very important to stay focused. If you want to get rid of brain chatter, you have to be a little bit more focused. And if you do meditation, just allow yourself to let go and you'll hear all the brain chatter. Now, what brain chatter is that we think of things about 50,000 times a second. You know, what we're going to make for dinner, what we're going to have this, what we're going to do for lunch, what we're doing tomorrow, next week, a month from now. What we need to do is just focus on this second. The second right now is the most important second in our lives. So what we need to do is to let go all that energy and just focus on where we are at this moment. It's very important that we focus on that, because as we are focusing on that, we can let go more and hit more reality than we ever have. And opening up to different dimensions, allowing ourselves to feel those dimensions, like that young lady that was just on the phone. We need to focus that, and we need to let go. I think it's a wonderful thing to do, and to be able to help people at a level that we don't really have to work hard at. I know I massage, and a year ago, and 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, when I was doing 36 people a week, it was a lot of work for me. And, of course, I'm 67, so I'm starting to slow down a little bit. I'm down to about 15 to 20 massages a week, and I'm doing a lot of energy work with them. And, of course, I'm healing people around the world now on Saturday nights, which takes a tremendous amount of energy. But I get that from God, so I let everything else go. And that just filters through me, and it helps. So when we let ourselves go and we let the energy come through us, there's nothing we can't do. Again, if you love nature, if you can see nature for what it is, the beautifulness of it, when I walk through the woods, I can see the eyes of trees. I can see the soul of the tree, which is basically between 4 and 6 feet high. It looks just like us. It's absolutely beautiful, and the tree wants to give us as much love as it possibly can. Nature is so beautiful and so humbling, and so it has so much humility, and the energy that comes through trees and the grass and the beautiful flowers, we can use those energies to actually make ourselves even better, to subdue ourselves and clear our minds. It's so beautiful to hug a tree. It's so beautiful to see the light that can go through our hands from the trees. And it's also beautiful to see the energy that comes through our hands, to touch a leaf, to touch a beautiful bud on a tree. It's so wonderful to take your hands and touch a bud and actually watch the whole tree light up with beautiful light, because what we're doing is we've let go so much that the energy just flows right through us, and nothing but pure love goes to the tree. The purity of love that comes from a tree is the same love that we can give back to the tree. To think that we are the only ones on the planet that have this kind of energy is sort of funny, because nature, we are part of nature. We are nature. We have the spark of God in us, and nature itself is so beautiful. Hi, Hi. Sorry, we got disconnected for some odd reason or other. Anyhow, what was I discussing about was the amount of energy that comes from nature, and it's just absolutely beautiful. If you go near a stream of water, please, I think you'll find it very interesting that if you take your hands and put and just aim your hands near the water, you'll feel the positive energy come out and the negative ions coming back in. And what that does is produce a very big calmness in your body. If you've been near the ocean at all and you stand near it without even getting your feet wet, when the ocean comes in and you see those suds almost to your feet, feel the energy pulling the positive energy out and the negative energy coming back in. It's so clear and so defining. It just pulls the negativity out and puts the, you know, it just clears you so much. It's just absolutely wonderful. So the idea of being with nature, the idea of listening, is so beautiful and so profound. It's so loving and so nourishing and so giving. I know the ladies understand this. They are more part of earth than men, and I'll try to explain something. In the Talmud, there's a story that God counts the tears of women, and the reason that God counts the tears of women is because women feel the energy of the earth more than men do because they give birth. And I think it's a wonderful story. Men, we can also feel that kind of love if we open our hearts and allow ourselves to feel the energy flowing through us. We have the ability. There's a lot of us that do it. And I think there's a lot more that can be done as long as we look at the earth with love, light, happiness, and a lot of gratitude. Because eventually what we want to do is open up to the Holy One, blessed be His name, and just allow that energy to flow through us. We can do so much good for the planet. We can do so much good for ourselves. I think it's absolutely wonderful that God has given us the strength to be able to take that on and to be able to live with so much humility and so much love. The more we open up multidimensionally, the more we see, the more we're able to be able to feel what's going on with Mother Earth and with ourselves. If we feel ourselves, then other people can feel us as well. We could walk by some people, as long as we're open, and change their lives forever. You have to remember that the aura is endless. Some people believe that the aura is only about 10 feet from us, 60 feet, or whatever the case may be, in terms of 100 feet. But the aura is eternal. What I've done is show people how that can be done. I've had phone calls from California. As a matter of fact, if somebody wants to call me from California or London or Sweden, I'll show you how that's done. You can put your hand out like, as a matter of fact, if you want to do that now, put your hands out in front of you. Now, there's 16 million people listening to us. So if 4 or 5 million people, just put your hand out in front of yourself, okay? And what I'm going to do is let you feel the energy coming down from heaven through me and touching your aura. So what I'm going to do is put my hand out, and you should be able to feel that energy touching your fingertips. I can feel a lot of people trying that. That's wonderful. No matter where you're at, we're all connected. It makes no difference. The energy that we have is for all of us, just not one of us. It's done very, very simply in terms of giving love. When we give love, we receive love. If you feel like you're drained, if you feel like something is being taken from you, it's not being taken from you. What's being taken is that you're adding love to yourself, even more love. Just allow that to happen. You know, we have people, I believe they call them, if I remember correctly, vampires who take energy, I can tell you at certain levels of energy, all that disappears. Once you get the ability to bring pure white light into your body, all that disconnects. So the idea of it is the more energy you bring in, the more light you experience, the more that you can give. And what happens is you become surrounded with energy that nobody can break through. It's almost like having the shield of Abraham around you. It's almost like having Jesus or Moses or Muhammad or whatever the case may be in your own religious beliefs, that can really, really help you. And you need to believe in your own heart that things cannot hurt you. The only thing that can hurt you is your belief system. So allow yourself to understand you have the ability to take on the strength of anything that you want. You can be anything that you want. Allow it to be goodness and allow that to flow through you with so much love and so much compassion that it can actually just, you'll feel nirvana. You'll feel this praise of light around you that is so powerful. Just connect to people who are powerful. That's all it takes. And allow them to help you. If you have teachers in energy, don't be afraid to connect to them. Don't be afraid to allow them or allow yourself to experience that kind of energy. Don't be afraid. Allow yourself to connect. Allow yourself to be comfortable with who you are. The idea of being who you are is the idea of being connected to God. One of the first sayings I got, actually, one of the last sayings I got is, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And that was straight from heaven. I've got about 400 sayings straight from heaven, and I'm willing to share those with you. The first one is, to me, the truth is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. If you want me to repeat that, I will. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The second one is, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth, which means that we are connected to the universe. We are connected to everything that is. We need to believe that because when we look at ourselves, we're so small. But when we look through ourselves, through heaven's eyes, we're so big. And we have to remain open to the universe. We know that we see the universe. And most people that are connected see pure white light, and some people see darkness. And the darkness is the growth to get to pure white light. You have to remember that even when you're traveling in the universe and in light, or even in darkness, that there is as much love in darkness as there is in light. It's just a different way of looking at it. We're taught that the boogeyman is in the darkness. It's not so. Darkness has as much love and light as light does. We need to understand that we watch too much television and we listen to too many people that are frightened of the darkness. There's nothing to be frightened of. It's all a learning experience. We need to experience the light as much as the dark. That's the way God made the universe, and that's the way God made us. And we need to remember that we are part of the universe, and I'll try to explain that to you and how that was explained to me. I'm a very visual human being, and more so than reading, if I'm shown something visually, it sticks with me. So what happened to me about 4 years ago, I was working on a client, and as I was working on the client, I saw a light hit me in my wrist, and the wrist was saying, come, come inside of my wrist. And this cell was actually calling me to come in, and consciously I went into the cell. I went through a wormhole. It took me about a minute, and I went right into the center of the cell. And in the center of the cell was the entire universe. So what they were trying to show me, what God was showing me, is that there's no disconnection. We are connected to the universe. We are connected to everything that is. We need to believe that. We need to understand that we have the ability to connect because we are. We are who we are. We have the spark of God. You have to remember that we walk on higher ground, whether we want to or not. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi, this is Steve.
Yes.
Hi. You know, it sounds like I thought this was a live show.
Yes, it is live, dear.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me, you know,
could you tell me what is your name, dear?
Oh, Celine.
Kathleen?
No, Celine.
Oh, Celine. Hi, Celine. How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
How are you?
Good, dear. What can I help you with?
Can you give me a message from the angel, from God, spirit guide? I'm very confused. I can't seem to stay focused. I'm just, I feel stuck.
What you need to do, dear, is to let go. You're bound up with too much in your mind. You have what is known as brain chatter.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to clear that for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Certainly.
I'm starting to open up your heart. Just try to relax. Mm-hmm. That's it. Let go and feel yourself. You're becoming actually more focused and more grounded as we're speaking. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm. I feel my breathing is more calmer.
Yes. Just relax.
Did you sense that? Okay.
Excuse me?
No, did you sense that?
Yes.
Did my breathing...
What I'm doing is opening up your energy, honey, to allow you to refocus. You should feel yourself more in your gut. Can you feel that? My question to you, are you on anything, dear?
Say that again, am I?
Yes, are you on any kind of drug, anything of that nature?
No, not at all.
Hey, honey, that's very good, then. That's very good. Allow yourself to breathe through your body.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yes, I can feel your confusion. What I want you to do is to let go, dear. Let everything go. Let all your thoughts go. Let everything go. That's it. You're going to see some darkness that's going to be coming out of you that is not good for you. Allow that to come out. You're going to see a lot of darkness. Allow that to come out. It'll happen very, very quickly. That's it. I want you to be able, can you feel your gut now? Can you feel that even clearer? It's going all the way down to your first chakra. Do you know where your first chakra is?
No.
Okay, your first chakra is all the way down in your private parts.
Okay.
So you're opening up down there. Did something happen to you?
You mean as you telling me what, you know?
No. Did something happen to you? At some time in your life that caused you to shut down a little bit.
I have my child. He's not with me.
Okay.
That's really... Does God have a message for me?
Just hang on a minute. Yes. You need to be gentle with yourself. You're not gentle with yourself at all. You need to be able to slow down. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Yes.
Okay. You need to be able to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help you refocus. So what we're doing tonight is that you're becoming refocused.
Okay.
But you must be gentle. That's the words that I'm hearing from angels. And the voice of the Most High is telling me that you're not being gentle. Also, you're very much loved. More than you'll ever experience, you're much loved.
Well, that's something I definitely don't feel.
Well, what you need to do is to be gentle with yourself and allow yourself to let go so you can actually feel that love.
And when you say let go in terms of...
Well, you need to let go of everything, honey. Allow things to come through you that are beautiful for yourself. Forget about everything. What you need to do is refocus on yourself. Everything will be given to you when you open up to your own love. And what I'm going to do is open up your heart more. So you'll be able to feel more love coming through your body. Here we go. Give yourself a lot more love. How does that feel to you?
I feel somewhat calmer.
Yes. That's what you need to do. You need to be more gentle with yourself. Do you meditate at all?
No, I read the Bible.
That's wonderful. Prayer is marvelous. Love is freedom. What I would suggest doing is learning to meditate to calm your mind down even more. You're going to be finding that your mind will be opening up, that you'll be able to feel more. Just allow yourself to let go. Your heart is opening up. I can see that now. So allow yourself to let go. Allow yourself to be gentle. Things will come to you as long as you're gentle with yourself. God is with you all the time. Your angels are with you all the time. You need to feel the presence of everything around you. And the way to do that is to let go. That'll help you tremendously.
Do they have a specific message?
No. I think I gave you a very specific message. You need to be gentle with yourself. Everything will come to you once you start being gentle with yourself. I think that's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Steve.
You're quite welcome, dear. Call me anytime.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's very important to allow yourself to be gentle. She wanted a message, and the message came through very clearly that if she was gentle with herself, that everything would come to her. I think that was very clear and very profound, and hopefully she'll be able to sit down with her Bible and maybe go into a biblical meditation with the Bible. I know that I do that at 3:00 in the morning, sometimes I'm up till 5 o'clock in the morning reading the Torah and receive a lot of information. So hopefully she'll be able to do that now because her heart did open and she feels much better. But anyhow, I've only got about 2 more minutes to go, then I have to hang up. I just wanted to thank Dr. Fred Bell, Dr. Valerie Olmsted. I wanted to thank everybody that has been very kind to me. And I know I was working on somebody with her eyes at a beauty shop yesterday, and I sent her more love and more light and more compassion, and hopefully her eyes will get a lot better. And that's all I have to say. So anyhow, if anybody needs to call, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. I'm more than happy to help as much as I possibly can. I hope that we all got something out of what we were talking about tonight. I know that I learned a lot from the people that I listened to and talked to. Remember, the aura is eternal. It is not 2 feet from you. It goes right to heaven. So listen to yourselves. Make the connections that you need by letting go. It's so wonderful to do. I am going to have to disconnect here in 1 minute, but I wanted to thank everybody for listening, and hopefully everybody will be here next week. I've got a wonderful person coming. Her name is Joyce Moll, and Joyce and I go back about 15 years. Joyce is a registered nurse, and she does some spectacular, miraculous things that we will discuss next week. So anyhow, take care of yourselves. I love you, and I send you all the love and light that I possibly can. Take care of yourselves. God bless. Bye-bye.